Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Jeff Stuckey with WealthSpan Advisors, and we'll be talking about mitigating risks in retirement. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you know, and I like the focus of this because we know that there are risks in retirement, but I think if we were to envision in our mind bullet points up underneath that word risk, there'd be several. So get us started with some of the main ones, the low-hanging fruit that most people think of as far as risks in retirement. And then I know we'll want to dive in a little bit deeper on some of the ones that might make people go, ooh, that's one I hadn't thought of right off.
Yeah, you're right. Of course, when you talk about risks in retirement, there are those main risks that everybody sort of thinks of. And we certainly will touch on those. And, you know, being aware of the risks that you face in retirement is really important, because if you're aware of those risks, then you can plan for them and mitigate those risks. But, you know, in keeping with the theme, you know, the folks that have listened to the past episodes with us know that we like to add aging science to wealth management to sort of create a unique approach to the way that we build financial plans, the way we have conversations with clients, and the way we produce outcomes for clients. And so the main risk that, you know, I want to kick off with today is really that longevity risk. You know, we've got an awful lot of people who are aging. The baby boomers are reaching that, you know, age 65 plus. And so the risk of living longer is certainly something that's on everyone's minds, because, you know, if you live longer, you know that you have to have enough money to help you live that longer life. And, you know, everybody wants to live a long time, sure. Except if you're not healthy, you know, nobody wants to live a long sick life. And if you're going to run on money, that doesn't seem like a very good prospect either. And so, you know, did a little research. If you're 65 today, you know, your average lifespan is about 18 years. If you're male, if you're female, your lifespan is about 20 years. So 85 for a female. But, you know, in the research that we've done and in the assessments that we've done with clients, we're seeing the potential for an awful lot of people to live many, many years beyond what the estimates would say, what the averages would say they're going to live. And so we really have to be aware of and prepared for living a much longer time than maybe we expected in retirement.
You know, I know that you are very scientifically based and that those are numbers based on stats. Is there anything that if someone were to peel back the numbers, what is that increase in longevity and even the span between, you know, men and women? What are some of those factors that are at play?
You know, it's a great question. And it's really our unique value proposition here at WealthSpan is because we work with an aging science expert, we really can dive into the unique attributes and characteristics like family history and then those things like that we control, the lifestyle decisions that we make. Do we exercise? Do we smoke? Do we get enough sleep? Those types of things. All of those things can have an impact on your lifespan. So it's very specific to each individual that we speak to. And that's why it's important to work with an advisor that is keenly aware of those things, because it's very impactful in the planning that you do, understanding your prospects for a long life and how healthy you're going to be throughout life is really meaningful when you're building a plan for your financial future.
Yes. And I love how too many times people are like, oh, well, here's the way it is. And you just leave it up to opinion. But when you guys can tie it into science and science that is research based, I think that really brings to light a whole lot of the validity of how you work with your clients. So talk a little bit about how another risk, you know, we talked about like aging science and longevity. For risky in retirement, what's another risk that you guys advise your clients on and maybe something we hadn't thought about?
Sure. Well, you know, inflation risk is something that we face, and it's very in our face right now, of course, because inflation has risen to a rate that we haven't seen since, you know, the 80s. So we've gone 40 plus years without seeing the type of inflation that we're seeing now. And the problem with inflation is that it really does impact, especially folks that are in or near retirement. If you're retired and you have sort of given up your paycheck and you're not making that additional money, you're dependent on the money that you've saved. It really can be a big a big risk factor to you? And just by way of an example, you know, we all have those expenses that we have from month to month. And so if you have like $1 million in your nest egg and you take what everyone sort of seems to think is a safe withdrawal rate at 4%, you're drawing $40,000 a year from your portfolio. And maybe that met your expenses a year ago, but because the cost of gas and food and travel and all those things have gone up, maybe you need $50,000 a year to cover those expenses. And so now you're taking a larger distribution from your portfolio at a time when stocks and bonds are struggling and there's a lot of volatility. So we're actually having a bigger impact on our portfolio because you might have seen some losses. And now you're, in order to keep up, you're drawing a larger percentage of your portfolio to meet your expenses and meet your income needs. And that can have a devastating impact on the longevity of a portfolio.
Yes. And the longer that someone needs access to their money, which is to say the longer that they're in retirement stage, the more risks that are going to be hitting it. And one of them are taxes because, you know, like the old saying, the only thing you can't avoid is death and taxes. Well, we're trying to time the death and see how long before that happens so we're prepared the right way. But how do you prepare to deal with taxes? Because it's kind of like that moving target, you know, is the tax rate going to go up? What tax bracket am I going to be in? Is it going to chip into my retirement portfolio?
You know, you're exactly right. Tax risk is something that we do all face. And, you know, the government, whether you like it or not, is a joint owner of many of your investment accounts. And unfortunately, to make things worse, they control how much of your account actually belongs to them. So over time, they have the ability to increase tax rates. And many of the folks that we talk to and we ourselves believe that that taxes are going to go higher. There's been a lot of government spending. We've got a huge national debt. And that just speaks to the need for our government to increase those taxes. So because they're co-owners of the accounts that many of our clients have saved and invested in for their retirement nest egg, you know, that's a big bite out of the amount of that money that they're actually going to be able to keep. So folks that are invested in IRAs, you know, this is one of the other problems is that, you know, folks that are invested in IRAs, in some ways, in many ways, that also includes your 401k, your 403b, a 457, a TSP plan, they all require a distribution at age 72. And, you know, that percentage, when you start taking those distributions, begins small, but grows over time. And if your account is also growing, in spite of the distribution, you're going to have a larger and larger and larger IRA, which means bigger and bigger required distributions, which means higher income that's taxed as ordinary income at the highest rate possible in the future. And obviously, we believe that's going to go up over time. And, you know, another negative to that is that the more income you make, the higher the chance that your Social Security is going to be taxed. So if you are a couple and you make over $44,000 a year, 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxed. So we've got big tax problems if we don't deal with that today. And so we try to propose strategies that allow people to pay taxes today at a known tax rate, at what we believe is going to be a lower tax rate than we're going to see in the future, so that we can manage that tax bill today and not have to face the consequences down the road. You know, sort of like paying the tax on the seed and not the harvest. And, you know, we believe the harvest is going to be much larger than the amount of seed that we sow. So we want to manage that tax bill and addressing it as early as possible is certainly going to help accomplish that. The other thing is, you know, business owners, we've got many strategies to help business owners save 40 to 60% on their tax bill, which is super meaningful as well. So it's being aware of the tax bite that you're going to likely take, and then trying to mitigate that risk so that we can shrink that tax bill over time.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, you've got the fear of the unknown. It's kind of like what you were saying there, you know, paying a tax on the seed, not the harvest. Well, the unknown is what that harvest is going to be in tax sense. Is the tax rate going to go up? And nobody can say definitively, but given the fact that we see government spending and deficits and that kind of thing, the only way that the gap can be closed is getting taxes. And so it stands to reason. So there's no, you know, specific calculation there, but What are some of the tax efficient ways that you're working with your clients to help them on two ways, you know, mitigate their taxes as well as grow their money in a more tax efficient way?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, one of the most obvious ones is the Roth IRA, of course. It's sort of the gift that the government has given us where we can pay taxes today and let that account grow in a tax deferred manner. And then distributions are tax free down the road. So incorporating a Roth IRA into your retirement plan certainly is really important. A lot of people are aware of that, but you know, there are many people that haven't taken advantage of that, that need to. If they have IRAs, there's called a Roth IRA conversion, which means we can convert some of those IRA dollars into a Roth. That does require that you pay the tax today, but again, you're paying taxes at a known, likely lower rate than you would be down the road. And then there are other strategies like properly designed life insurance that may allow you to, again, pay the tax today in a vehicle that's going to grow tax deferred and allow for the opportunity for some tax preferred or tax free income down the road. So those are a few examples of some of the planning that we can do to help maybe pay some taxes today, again, at a known rate, but then create an awful lot of tax preferred or tax free income down the road.
Yeah, I would suspect that if you're saying to someone, say, look at this spreadsheet or this piece of paper, or this calculation, you know, wouldn't this be where you want to be down the road? And they're like, yes, of course. Well, to get there, we might need to convert some of your, you know, your qualified plans into, you know, like a Roth IRA or something like that. So we're going to have to take a hit now. I would suspect that kind of throws people for a loop to go, ooh, that could be a pretty big tax bill. Is that something that has to be paid out of pocket right now? Can it be spread out over a few years as the plan develops?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we try to work with people and determine where are you from a tax perspective right now? What tax bracket are you in? And can we transition some of your IRA money to Roth money and still keep you in the same tax bracket that you're in now so that we don't want to overburden anyone right now with a tax bill because nobody likes to pay taxes unnecessarily. But if the end goal is for us to create an income stream that we know is going to be in a much better tax position down the road when we actually need the income, when we don't have that job, we don't have that steady paycheck coming in, and we want to create the most tax preferred income that we can down the road. That's the goal. And most people do understand the goal. And, you know, you might pay a little tax today when you didn't necessarily need to, but understanding that you're going to be paying it at a lower rate.
Yep. Yeah. So these are the kind of things that you hear a little bit about and you don't need to get into detail, but you kind of think, well, isn't this similar to what you hear, like the top percent, you know, participating in to keep their taxes as low as possible? You hear the stories about, oh, so-and-so didn't pay any in taxes or paid, you know, so little. So these are the kinds of strategies that are out there that are all ethical, legal, moral. It's just that maybe they're not as well-known.
Yeah, for sure. That's true. And, you know, especially when we're dealing with our business owner clients, you know, everyone wants to take advantage of as many tax breaks as they can, but nobody wants to end up in an orange jumpsuit either, right? You don't want the IRS knocking on your door. Nobody wants that. So for sure, we're going to use the right strategies done the right way so that we, you know, accomplish the goal and keep everybody on the up and up. We certainly don't have any intention of doing anything that would be seen as shady or gray or, you know, crossing a line. But there are areas where we can use financial tools that are available to us to put people in a better position from a tax perspective. And everyone, if you're honest with yourself, would like to pay fewer taxes. And it just comes down to structuring it appropriately.
Yep. Hey, well, let's wrap up, Jeff, with this thought about, you know, just kind of your competitive advantage of aging science. And we talked a little bit about how the lifespan is different from male to female. And what if one of the spouses dies? How does that calculation come in into the financial plan? And then also with the science aspects of things?
Well, you know, That's a really important question. We did talk about it a little bit on our last session, but we uncover often when we go through our assessments that there are much larger lifespan gaps between spouses than maybe they expected. In my situation, for instance, I'm 6 years older than my wife. And, you know, if she had longevity on her on her side of the family and I didn't, and maybe her lifespan is going to be 14 years longer than me and she's 6 years younger than me, that means she could potentially live without me for 20 years. And surviving without a spouse for 20 years is much different than what normal advisors are doing. They're planning for all their clients to live to age 90. And so, in the situation with my wife and I, there would be just that 6 year age difference if we both lived to age 90. But using a science-based approach and using an assessment that's been created based on the research of a world-renowned aging scientist, we can better identify a more realistic lifespan gap for spouses. And if it's 20 years, that really brings about a different type of planning. And, you know, it also touches on the different risks that spouses face in retirement. You know, losing a spouse can be detrimental on many different fronts. You know, first of all, you know, sometimes spouses lose their purpose and can deteriorate quickly mentally and physically. And so we want to make sure that clients are aware of the situation and have a good plan in place so they don't get into that feeling of despair, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where our accounts are. I haven't really handled the finances in our family. My spouse did that, and now I feel lost. You know, when we can come along beside them and empower them through a planning process to understand what we're putting in place for them when that unfortunate event does happen, so that they know with certainty that they're going to have the income that they need, so that their standard of living will be able to continue. It provides a lot of peace of mind for folks when they know that. And, you know, that's a really big deal for us, Mike. You know, it's, you know, it moves us from being people that help with money to being people that help with life. And that's much more important to me, to help someone sort of earn or get to a place where they've got a real peace of mind heading into what should be a great period of life for them, and not dealing with anxiety and what if my spouse leaves, you know, because there are real risks, you know, like Social Security. If both spouses have a Social Security payment coming in and one spouse passes, one of those Social Security payments are going to go away. So you have an automatic and guaranteed reduction in income at that point. So how do we plan for that? Well, first we need to address the fact that that is going to happen. And then we need to put in place a plan to produce an income stream to replace that income. And we can do that effectively through great questions, through our lifespan assessment, and through just an understanding of, you know, where the spouses are on their level of education about their own finances and the family finances, and make sure that both of them have a good understanding and, again, are empowered to make great decisions today so that their tomorrow is full of peace and not anxiety.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, Jeff, this has been so helpful because I think a lot of people go, yeah, retirement, we'll do that later. But so we raise awareness there, and then it's like, oh, well, wait a minute. What about lease in and in some science? And what about lifespan? And what about the difference between male and female lifespan? And how do we plan for that? And the what ifs, if they can be clarified at all, gives that peace of mind. And so I think that is so timely and helpful given the news of the day, but also just the general, we need to plan for retirement, but we want to do it where it's not just this person's opinion. And I love your approach with layering in that science and longevity. So thank you so much for your insights here. Someone is listening to this thinking, you know, maybe let's see what you can do to give me a little bit of guidance. What's the best way they can reach out and connect with you?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say the best way to find us is online through our website at wealthspanadvisors.com. Again, wealthspanadvisors.com. And that's where you can find our contact information and reach out and interact with us on that homepage. You'll also see that there's an opportunity to receive a free copy of a book that we've written. The Aging Scientist and many of his colleagues were involved in the writing of the book. We've got many people on the financial side that were involved that kind of brings this intersection between aging science and wealth management together to produce what we believe is a much better way forward and creates better outcomes for clients.
Excellent. Jeff, thank you so much for coming back on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.